to Spain next, and there are reports in the last hour that four people have died and around 27 are injured after the roof of a two-storey building collapsed on Spain's Mediterranean island of Mallorca. And there'll be reports throughout the night, I'm sure, as that story progresses. We spoke earlier, before that news broke, to freelance journalist Sarah Morris in Spain, where this week, much like Ireland, their recognition of Palestine as a state has been the big political issue. But I started by asking her if the recent election in Catalonia will have a bearing on the European elections there in the coming weeks.
It will do, because the regional election was on the 12th of May and there still isn't a government there. It hasn't been formed, and I don't think it will be formed while the election campaigning is going on. And basically, you'll remember Carlos Puigdemont, who fled after pushing through that declaration of independence for Catalonia. He is still in Belgium or in France, and basically he considers that although he came second in that election, second behind the Catalan socialists, he thinks he should be the man made the head of the Catalan government. And basically a lot of the opposition parties to the socialists think that the Prime Minister of Spain, who is socialist, Pedro Sánchez, will have to give in to him after the European elections, and otherwise his government, his central government, will be unstable. So that is a major issue on the campaign trail.
Give us an idea of the type of candidates we'll see running in the European elections in Spain. Where do they lie on the political spectrum?
Well, these go all the way through from the Conservatives, the People's Party, to the far-left candidates. So in the opinion polls, the People's Party is leading, and they would take over from the Socialist Party, who is currently the leading Spanish representatives in the European Parliament. However, there was a poll today out by the state pollster that said that the Socialists could actually be in the lead. So the Socialists and the People's Party, the Conservatives, will be vying for that first place. And we're expecting to see, and this is a bit like the rest of the European Union, we're expecting to see the Liberals pushed out virtually. They might cling on to one seat. And we'll see the Citizens' Party virtually disappear, even though it was third place. And that place could be taken over by the far right. We could see Vox getting as many as 5 to 6 seats in some of these opinion polls. You've also got two left-wing groups who are divided in many ways. They might take a couple of seats extra. And we'll also see the separatists in various groupings, in some cases losing seats, but still getting a couple of seats. And we'll even see an odd one pop up by a sort of polemical journalist. He might take 1 to 2 seats. He's got the title, the party's over.
The French National Rally Party leader Marine Le Pen recently visited Spain to back one of the political parties. And while there, she said, quote unquote, the European Union needed to change course and that these far right nationalistic parties were coming together to ensure that that happens. What is she seeing in Spain that brought her there? Is migration becoming one of the key issues in this election?
Is becoming more of an issue in Spain. It didn't used to be the issue that it was in France or even Germany, but we've certainly seen in the Catalan regional election a lot more talk about migrants and some far-right groups linking them to crime. We saw in Catalonia there was a new party, a new xenophobic party appeared that was anti-immigration and took 2 seats. And so that far-right rally has really dominated the start of this European election campaign in Spain, because you had far-right leaders from across the world, even though it was Vox launching its European Union election campaign. We actually saw the Argentinian president, Javier Milei, speaking. He was the big star there, insulting the socialists, saying that they caused deaths. It was a cancerous ideology and really dangerous. And so we definitely saw Marine Le Pen, among others, tapping into what they share in common. And you could say borders is the only real thing that links them, because in many ways they want to put their own countries first.
Spain was one of the three countries this week, along with Ireland and Norway, to announce their recognition of Palestinian statehood. How much is that featuring in debates in terms of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict?
Quite a lot, because it's helping Pedro Sanchez and his socialist supporters to say that Pedro Sanchez is leading, along with Ireland and Norway, a change in Europe and its strategy and attitude to the way that Israel is fighting the war in Gaza. And the far left parties have been trying to capitalise on some of the student protests that have now reached Spain. So we've seen the far left candidates making the recognition of Palestine a big issue. And then on the right, they have been saying this is Sanchez constantly alienating other countries because of the reaction of Israel, which has recalled the Spanish ambassador.
Finally and briefly, Sarah Morris, where is climate change featuring in terms of election debates, canvasses, campaigns?
I think that's one of the bread and butter issues that's coming up, because voters have really recently experienced it so heavily, particularly voters that live in places like Andalusia and Catalonia that have had 3.5 years of drought. In some of cases, they're having emergency measures. The farmers are quite vocal because a lot of the time they can't water their crops because of the water restrictions in some parts of Spain. And then they are being courted by far-right groups like Vox, who were saying to them a lot of the Agenda 2030, the climate measures coming through from Brussels, are too bureaucratic and are simply driving businesses out of business and out of jobs. And all of that is something that is going to be rife on the campaign trail. The socialists have actually named their ecology minister, Teresa Ribera, as their head candidate, because they think it's going to be so key.
Sarah Morris speaking to me earlier from Madrid.